The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I've been so down on myself lately. You know, we come in here and we're like, hey, what's good? And it's been fake for the past couple of weeks. And I woke up today and I'm like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Hey, happy Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's good? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Nobody wants to come in, turn the radio on, or go to the podcast and hear somebody be sad.
No.
Somebody's sad. And I've been feeling sorry for myself. I'm not kidding. Really having this attitude about, you know, I had a couple of bad things go down.
Mm-hmm.
What about all these great things I have going on?
You have an amazing life.
Oh, my gosh.
Even better husband.
Automatic husband of mine, settle down. But you're right. I do have an amazing husband. I have amazing daughters. They're all healthy. I live in a home. I've owned homes since I was a teen mom. I bought my first home. Why do people focus on the negative? You know when somebody writes something crazy on your social media?
Yeah.
It's so much easier to focus on the negative.
Thanks.
There's 100 positive comments and then there's one bad one and you're like, oh my gosh, I suck.
Yeah, no, I know you don't listen to him, but your husband just said something very insightful. It is. It's easier.
It's easier.
It's easier to
hate on yourself and everybody else.
But why do we do it?
Because it's just like it's a lower chakra. I guess like it's a, not to get too spiritual, but yeah, it's an easier thing to get to. One of my biggest things that I don't like, and shout out to you, Dana, for being authentic and admitting that, hey, like I was in a funk, and that's always a great moment of realization for anybody. But I hate when I get together with everybody and then it just becomes a complain fest.
Oh my God.
Your life isn't that bad. And the world's not on fire.
No.
Look outside.
Bro, you know, every day above ground is an opportunity to do something great. My bad, that's just a Rick Ross quote.
It don't matter, but there's 100 people that wish they had your life.
Yes, there
is. There's people around you right now that wish they had your life. Stop focusing on all that you want. Look at the blessings. Also, I started thinking I've been sad. You know why I'm sad? Because I'm focusing on these problems.
Oh,
you're focusing
instead
on
of
the
solutions.
Negative.
Today, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling positive. And maybe somebody who's listening had a little change of heart themselves. Focus
you
on your blessings. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go and kick it off with National Gingerbread Day, everybody. Now, I know gingerbread gets a lot of hype.
In the middle of
it's not Christmas.
Okay, guys, chill. It's been around since the 9th century. They used to use it to ease a queasy stomach.
Oh, it tastes like that.
Ew.
It tastes like medicinal.
It tastes like it was invented in the 9th century.
Who
when they didn't have any
gingerbread cookies? Like, for real. We build houses with them and throw them away.
Hey, fools, don't litter. It's World Environment Day, okay?
Well, we don't throw them away. We put them away.
Dog, the homies I grew up with, they get very passionate about littering.
Otto went and picked somebody's...
I'm the guy that'll go and pick up your trash if you throw it on the ground.
In
front of you
face.
And then shame you.
That's exactly... Yeah,
I actually went and picked up trash the other day. This guy threw it in the parking lot and I picked it up in front of him, put it on top of his car and he looks at me and said, what are you doing? I said, what are you doing?
Don't litter, fool.
Find a damn parking lot.
And I'm going to leave you with this little fact. Don't forget, tomatoes are a fruit. It's National Catch-Up Day, everybody.
So I have a story to tell, and it starts out kind of sad, right? I was raised with my Nana, and she said when she was little, her dad had to work out of town. So his family took care of them, and they kind of didn't feed them. I know that sounds crazy.
No.
And she said she'd never seen ketchup before. And her prima, her cousin, would always be eating ketchup. And she said one day she allowed me to taste it. And she said ever since then, when I was little, you're talking about a 7-year-old child, she said I knew that no matter what, if I had the means, I was going to feed people. And whenever somebody would come to our house, if they were hungry, she fed the whole neighborhood.
Hell yeah,
she even fed the dog. She had a big red bag of Purina dog chow. Any strays would come to the house to eat.
Beautiful, dog. It's an inspirational story about ketchup. Let's get it. Think about that next time you're squirting all over your burger.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let's talk about Jane Toppin in today's Crazy Crimes of Passion. She was born Honora Kelly in 1854. So this is literally decades before the word serial killer was invented. When she was born, her mother, Bridget Kelly, died of tuberculosis. And so she was left with her dad, Peter Kelly, who was known to not be kind to his daughters.
Mm.
He was a tailor. And the guy, something's wrong with him, okay? He sewed his eyelid shut one day during a tailoring session.
Oh.
Then he gave his kids away. He decided to give them to a female asylum, which was also an orphanage. And the asylum documented that these kids came from a very traumatic situation. She goes on to leave and become a nurse. Now, whatever happened inside her household changed her forever. She was given to a family to become an indentured servant, so she took their name. So remember, I just told you she was born as Jane Toppin, but she ended up changing her name to Honora Kelly. This is how she, you know, graduated, became a nurse. Pretty soon, people started noticing the people she were taking care of were dying.
Oh.
So when an entire family under her care passed away within the same month, police decided to run an autopsy and discovered that they had all been poisoned.
Oh.
She was not only poisoning them, she would climb into bed with their deceased bodies because she had a fetish toward that.
Oh, okay.
I really wish she'd have kept the eyelids sewed shut, like yeah. the family tradition going.
That was her dad.
Yeah, but that'd have been cool to like.
Imagine what those kids went through if her dad was doing that to himself. This went on for years and years and years. She was fired from a hospital because people said she was kind of short-tempered, but she went on to become a very successful private nurse. And that's when police discovered all of the murders happening. It could not be coincidence that the family she was taking care of, you know, suddenly died. When I took her into custody, she admitted it. She said, yeah. She told them she was poisoning them, that she would fake charts. She would medicate people to watch them go in and out of consciousness. And then that's when she would get into bed with them.
Damn.
Must have been a traumatic childhood because that is crazy stuff.
They charged her with all these crimes. She said, oh, there's been about 31 people so far.
I bet you she was hot, too.
She kind of is.
To be able to get like, into
her,
that
her little bustle dress.
Yeah,
I was like, what is up with this lady? So anyway, actually, I got it backwards. I said she wanted to plead insanity. No, she wanted to plead guilty because she knew that she would only get a certain amount of time because she was a woman.
Oh.
And so the prosecutor said, no way. We're going to give you an insanity charge. And she was put away in an insane asylum for the rest of her life, where she died in August on the 17th in 1938 at the age of 84.
I hope she got the same kind of nurse she was.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dana Cortez Show, time to play Who's Lying to give away this DCS merch. Hey, is this William Adams on the line?
Yes, it is.
Are you ready to play Who's Lying, sir? Are you ready to play this game? Let's go.
William Adams.
Let's do it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. Let's get started. Okay, obviously, thank you so much for listening. We need to be your favorite morning show. And in order to do that, everybody who's tuning in, you got to get to know who we are. We're going to go around a room, tell you some stories about ourselves. Catch us. Someone's telling a lie. I go first. Mr. Adams, my name is Dana Cortez, huge J. Cole fan. I interviewed him when he opened up with Drake. Nobody wanted to talk to him. Then later on, when he went through, you know, the country and did the Forest Hill Drives tour, he invited a select few to hang backstage with him and all of his friends. He offered me Hennessy. I don't really drink much, but when J. Cole gives you the brown
definitely
liquor,
don't drink Hennessy.
You take it, and then you party all night long, and then you go to work in the morning on the radio.
All right, DJ Automatic here. I actually got invited to the White House by the Obama administration to talk about the ACA, the American Care Act, aka Obamacare, which later ended up saving my brother's life because he had a traumatic brain injury, and without Obamacare, he would have not been able to get the services he needed.
But did you meet the president?
I did not meet the president. That's a whole other story.
Yo, what up? Anthony A, and I've had a fun 6 months. I've shared the stage with Kenan Thompson and Gabriel Iglesias. So therefore, my hometown wanted to reward me by giving me the key to the city. So I can't wait to be bestowed that honor.
All right, Mr. Adams, somebody in this room is telling a lie. If you guess correctly, you get DCS merch. Who's lying?
I'm going to say it's you, Dana Cortez. I believe you're lying.
I'm not lying!
You really think they gave a key to Anthony?
Yeah, they're not going to give you a key. To-
You're not even old enough to get a key to the city yet.
Damn,
yeah, I tried,
y'all.
William, William, we love you.
Who's going to believe that J. Cole asked us to hang out with him? We all three went back there, and I did drink Hennessy, partied all night. We had the best morning show the next day I've had.
I really did go to the White House. Dana came with me, and the reason we didn't get to meet Obama was because Trump had just won, and everybody was freaking out.
Yeah, it was not a good day.
I did get the head nod from Obama, though.
Hey, that sounds like a very good time. You know, J. Cole, I mean, I would have enjoyed that one for sure.
Oh, we love you.
We love
Thank you.
Man.
Bye.
Right, thank you. Bye.
877-730-DCS1. If you want to play Who's Lying, call us right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's WTF story is all about our fur babies, dogs. There's a new airline called Airbud, and your dog can travel in style, but it's not cheap. It's $6,000.
What?
Listen, this is what the doggy gets, though.
Treats and toys, an onboard spa for dogs, luxurious dog food and beverages, and best of all, the dogs don't have to be crammed into crates.
Have we lost our minds, people?
That would be an amazing flight, though. All those dogs everywhere, all the dog business.
No, it wouldn't.
Just as
stinky,
long as there's no dog fights or any dog do.
Of course there's dog do. What are you talking about?
Dog bathroom breaks in that flight, dude. No way, bro.
I was over here criticizing all these rich people. Like, what are they doing? And then I realized I just bought a dog house with an air conditioner. Why am I kidding?
It wasn't $6,000.
Jeez.
This rendition of the WTF story should be called What the Financial Freedom. All right, let's go over to New York City. City, there's a new nightclub that's going to be requiring men to show a minimum bank account balance of $50,000.
Dang.
Before you can walk in there, they're going to have an ATM outside the building that will show everybody in line how much money you're making. If you don't have 50K, you're not getting into Club Gracon.
Well, they probably got to New York with their dogs on Airbud Airlines for sure. Nobody in this room here going to that club. I'll financial, not freedom.
I'll be outside with this shiesty mask changing my outcome on that.
Well, I promise you, this didn't happen outside this club. Okay, there was a guy in Colorado who got into a fight with another guy. Guy pulls out a gun. Shots are fired. And he hits him in his silver necklace, and it stops the bullet from going into him.
So he kind of dodged the bullet.
Well, luckily, it was like a cheap silver necklace, so the metal inside of it is what stopped the bullet. The cops said if it would have been a full-on silver necklace, it would have gone right through it.
Oh, so there is a silver lining in this story.
Also, sad day if his girlfriend gave him that cheap ass necklace. Now he knows she cheaped out.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I couldn't believe that one of the biggest superstars in the world texts Beyonce all the time. These two women are like next level. Let's talk about this and more. It's the Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
All right, we have Mark Wahlberg celebrating his birthday and Twitch star Ninja celebrating a birthday as well.
Okay, so let's start off talking about Miss Rihanna. She has added hair products to her Fenty line. Shampoo, conditioner, hair oil, all of that.
For men and women.
Well, every product's for men and women. You know it's a scam, right? Automatic. The razor that's pink is the same as a razor that's blue.
Yep.
Oh. And Rihanna's just being honest about it.
And she's just getting paid off all of it.
Damn. Pretty much.
She should call it Diamond. That's what I would call her.
Ooh, that's a good name. I don't know what it's called. It's called Rihanna's Making More Money is what it's called.
It's called My Husband Don't Have to Work and Neither Will My Son Ever.
Pretty much. My question is, would you give your hair care up what you're using now for Rihanna's products?
Of course. Yeah, dude.
Really,
I don't know
if
the way my budget's set up. I don't know. The Pantene might have to do, dog.
I buy your hair stuff. Don't you love what I buy you now?
I will say this. Rihanna used to send me records. She can send me some shampoo. I'll try it out.
Oh, let's try it out on the Instagram. Come on, Ruby, hit us up.
Do it.
All right, so now we're going to switch gears and talk about Beyonce, who I saw Miley Cyrus text every day.
Oh.
They're text message buddies. And it all started a couple of years ago when Beyonce began working on Cowboy Carter. She reached out to Miley Cyrus because she wrote one of the songs, you know. They did a song together on the album. And she said, what do you think about me doing country? And Miley said, I said to her, Beyonce, we are country. You're from Texas. I'm from Tennessee. We don't have to ask permission of anybody to do anything. I love Miley Cyrus and Beyonce working together.
Do we believe that full story that Miley Cyrus is telling? That's crazy.
I mean,
yes, she wrote a song for Beyonce. She's on
the
album.
She uplifted Beyonce. Oh, you know what? I'm here for it, dog. Party in the USA is one of my favorite songs ever. So
it is.
I mean, did Mike Will make the conversation?
Maybe so. How are you feeling Beyonce's new project, Cowboy Carter? Are you loving it? 877-730-DCS1. We'll be right back. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Have you heard the word swicey? If you don't know what it is, we're going to talk about it in food news. Time for Hottest Hashtags on your Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
While we're all down here fighting for crumbs, CEOs made nearly 200 times what their workers got paid last year. So disturbed by this
study. The wage gap is ridiculous at this point. And it's not all just inflation, because the reason they're charging more is so the CEOs can make more money.
Exactly. But here's what's happening is we're all down here fighting for these politics and the left.
Fighting
and
for the crumbs.
Right. In reality, they're all getting over on us. Find out who has policy that services you and your community and vote for them and stop looking at the R and the D's. And that's my public service message for the day. DJ Automatic Food News.
Say R and the D's.
The R
and
the D's.
You know what I meant.
Yeah. All right. Everybody loves spicy food. I guess the rest of the world just caught on to it because there's a new article that they say that swicy is the new flavor of the summer.
Oh, sweet and spicy?
Sweet and spicy, which
new flavor of the summer.
Yeah, I was going to say every Mexican in the world has been doing sweet and spicy for it.
I'm so far ahead of this trend. Who knew I was a trendsetter?
I guess Walmart, Target, 7-Eleven, places like that are trying to get spicy stuff in the front of the store because it just sells more. Mm. They say the hotter it is, the better it sells.
No, notice how nobody ever really understands where this comes from. It comes comes from Latino culture. Okay. Think about the sweet paletero man. He's selling the fruit cups and all of that covered in tajin or chamoy. These are things that I grew up eating, and now it's like popular.
The rest of the world's catching up
on
it.
But you mentioned, like, you said, like, Gen Z and younger millennials, right?
Yeah.
So all people who don't have to suffer from heartburn.
There you go.
So that's...
They said Gen Alpha's all about it, and it's because you're 12. Yeah, you don't even know what heartburn is.
Dude, remember when we were kicking it, and your daughter was around the other day, and I've never felt so jealous to when I was like, oh, my heartburn's burning. And she goes, what's that? I was like, oh, you don't... Oh, man, I was...
Ava Maddox don't even know what heartburn
is. Right there, dog.
And her daddy was like, just wait.
So
okay,
for all the people who like their chili on the side, like myself, don't worry, we're so prospering.
Well, I feel so so young right now, because I love Chiloso, stuff that's Chiloso. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick this one off with World Environment Day, encouraging everybody not to litter, people, please.
Yeah, don't throw trash on the ground.
And we also have National Gingerbread Day, too, which I know, you know...
In the middle of summer.
Season right here.
Well, guys, listen, though. The gingerbread cookie was originally put out to cure a queasy stomach.
That's why it tastes like that.
It tastes like medicine. Yeah. Keep your gingerbread cookie
away
from
me. Go to wrap it up on National Ketchup Day, dude. Nothing bigger than this.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Condiments like ketchup make things better. If you have a bad burger, I don't care how dry it is, just squirt the ketchup all over it and we're good to go.
I think we have way more serious things to talk about when it comes to ketchup. And the fact is that these McDonald's, Wendy's, all these places, they're not giving out the ketchup packets
they're
that they used to give out.
No. Automatic, you're right about that.
And that's just different. Now people are judging me because I get ketchup with my eggs.
I'm judging you.
Oh, no.
Anthony, what's
wrong
with you?
I love ketchup on my eggs.
Oh, Automatic. No. Eggs. No. Ketchup on the eggs, yes or no. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier, we're talking about Beyonce and Miley Cyrus texting every day, which is odd, right? When I found that out myself, Dana Cortez,
really.
DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. No, it's awkward. Come on, that's an odd couple.
I mean, they're both superstars. They got a lot in common.
Well, I know, but I'm sure Jay-Z isn't texting Jeff Bezos every day.
In Automatic's world, everyone's texting everybody.
I guess. My question is, if you could be text buddies with anybody on the planet, who would it be? I got mine, Salma Hayek.
Oh, why Salma Hayek? What does she have to offer?
Automatic, she's incredibly intelligent, but also watching her career, she's a Mexican woman. I cannot stand you, husband. I've watched her career, and she's been able to maneuver herself in the U.S. and not be typecast, right? She's Mexican, and she's been able to take on roles where she's played sexy women, but also women of outstanding character.
So you admire her,
Frida.
In other words.
Yes, yes. I love the way that she is respected in Hollywood. You see what I'm saying? She's respected as an actor.
I'm about to one-up you on my text message.
Automatic?
I'm going to take it all the way back to Who's Lying, and me and Barack Obama are going to become text buddies.
Oh. What? There's, President Obama?
I feel like he has a lot to offer. You know, he's going to have hookups all over the planet.
You have a lot to offer, though, because
you know what?
Why would Barack Obama text you back?
We could talk basketball. We could talk music.
I got high.
Hope one day that you get in a text message conversation with Barack Obama.
He gonna leave you all red.
Don't get offended, Automatic. But you might be one of the driest texters in the history of text messaging. I will text Automatic, and he will text me back. I've known him for over 10 years. And I'm like, yo, is he mad at me?
What are you talking about?
He'll leave you on red, and then not just that, he'll pick up the phone and call you. Barack Obama's going to block you because you're the guy that calls. Yeah.
Okay,
nobody
enough
wants
about
to
me.
Talk to you.
Who are you texting?
Stop calling me.
But Dana, what happens if Automatic gets blocked by the secret security? I'm just trying to call Barry.
Because you keep calling.
Whatever.
Jesus.
Whatever.
That's going to be on you.
Me and Barack are going to be homies someday.
It's going to be on you to court him, dude. All right, dog. Because I've seen you in the fantasy football group chat. You need to up those messages, bro.
Who do you want to text with? 877-730-DCS1. Who you want to be your text buddy? Yeah. Catch this on the Dana Cortez Show podcast on demand. We'll be back with more on the radio coming up. Don't move.
Nobody wants to be my text buddy.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.